It's time for our Tuesday morning visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and we're joined again this morning by reporter Sean Gorman. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
We have two PolitiFact Virginia items to ask you about this morning. Recently, you wrote about a statement by Virginia Congressman Randy Forbes, Republican of the 4th District, Southeastern Virginia, and he said, quote, "The national debt is equal to $48,700 for every American, or $128,300 for every U.S. household." He added, "It is now equivalent to the size of our entire economy." Now, a lot of facts and figures there. You checked on the facts, and what did you find?
Well, Forbes is referring to the gross national debt. Now, that's the value of publicly held debt, as well as the amount of debt that the government owes trust funds for Social Security and Medicare. Now, the day Forbes made his statement, the debt stood at $15.2 trillion. Joe Hack, a spokesman for Forbes, pointed to U.S. Census Bureau numbers to demonstrate how that debt would break down by person and by household. There's about 312.9 million people in the United States, and when you divide that by the debt, it comes out to the roughly $48,700 that Forbes cited. And as of March 2011, there were 108.7 million households in the U.S., and doing the math again, the debt equals out to just over $128,300. So Forbes is also pretty much on the mark on that measure. Now, when looking at this, though, we wondered, does that mean that every person will actually have to pay $48,700 towards the debt? Now, Bill Frenzel, a guest scholar at the Brookings Institution, said the answer is no. Now, the reason, he said, is that the debt is owed by the U.S. government, which pays off debt through its ability to tax. And Frenzel noted that different people pay different tax rates. For example, he cited multi-billionaire Warren Buffett is going to pay a lot more tax towards paying off the debt than people of lesser means. What about the last contention Forbes' last contention that the debt is equal to the size of the U.S. economy? Well, the U.S. gross domestic product was $15.3 trillion in the last quarter of 2011. Given the size of these numbers, that's pretty close to the national debt of $15.2 trillion. So Forbes is pretty much on target on all three measures. So we rate the claim true.
All right. True on the truth-o-meter. Now, the other item involves a statement by Virginia legislator David Englin. And he said, quote, "A cashier earning $20,000 per year pays the same state income tax rate as a hedge fund manager earning $20 million per year." So you wanted to check out his facts and figures, and what did you find out?
Well, Englin backed his statement by pointing to a state law that applies a 5.75% levy on all taxable income over $17,000. Now, that's true that all income above that level is taxed at a flat 5.75% levy, but that does not mean that the hedge fund manager and the cashier would pay the same tax rate. Joel Davison, a spokesman for the Virginia Department of Taxation, told us that exemptions and deductions would shrink the cashier's income below the top threshold. Let's just take the example that would offer the fewest state tax advantages to our cashier. He or she is, let's just assume he or she is single, has $20,000 in wages with no other income or federal deductions. So the worker would claim a $930 state personal exemption and a $3,000 standard deduction for a single filer, leaving him or her with $16,070 in Virginia taxable income. That means the cashier would fall short of the $17,000 threshold for entry into Virginia's top income tax rate of 5.75%. The highest rate that they would pay on any portion of their income would be 5%. Now, Englin made a mistake in the wording of his statement by focusing on the cashier's gross pay. The delegate told us in an email that he was referring to the tax rate on Virginia's taxable income, and that he was assuming, for the sake of argument, the cashier and the hedge fund manager had no deductions or credits. But even a cashier with a taxable income of $20,000, again, after deductions and exemptions are taken into account, would still pay a lower overall rate than the multimillionaire hedge fund manager. And that's because the first $17,000 of all Virginians' taxable income is assessed at lower than the top rate. Virginia imposes a levy of 2% on the first $3,000 of taxable income, then 3% on the next $2,000, and then 5% on taxable earnings from $5,000 to $17,000. So the cashier with $20,000 in taxable earnings would pay the top 5.75% on the last $3,000 of that money, but lower rates on the rest. Now, Ryan Losey, a vice president at the Piasek & Associates accounting firm here in Richmond, said overall the cashier would pay a blended rate of 4.5% when you put all those together. So we rate England's statement false.
False on the truth-o-meter, okay. PolitiFact Virginia, reading statements and comments by Virginia political figures on a scale of true to false and sometimes even pants on fire. Okay, thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia, and we'll talk to you again soon. We have our PolitiFact Virginia report here on WCVE's version of Morning Edition each Tuesday morning about this time. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you next week.
Okay.